Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Scraggs.
Here.
Please rise. Join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now turn to next item on the agenda, which is the citizens' comment period, but I think we'll suspend that. We have a number of people here for two individuals, and before we go any further than that, I'd like to ask everyone for a moment of silence in memory of both Father Charlie Bisgrove, who is an outstanding human being, who was our chaplain for some years, and for Norm Hintz. Norm was an alderman, sat on many, many committees, chaired many committees of the city, was on the Lions Club, and gave of himself thousands and thousands of hours. Norm and Father Charlie will be sorely missed. So with that, take a moment of silence. And we do have some family members here. And the first put together a proclamation for both Norm, who, before we ask Alderman Skransky to read it, so I say that Norm was a mentor of mine. Norm was, I was telling the kids the other day at the funeral, he was one of the very few people that still grabbed me by the back of the collar and say, listen, kid, you're doing it all wrong, and this is what you need to do. Norm was quite a man, and I'm sure that his entire family and all his friends already know that, but it was truly my pleasure to have known Norm and to have worked with him. With that, I would ask Alderman Skronsky, who was very close to Norm as well, to read the resolution.
Okay, a resolution honoring the memory of Norman A. Hintz, November 28, 1933, to April 12, 2011. Whereas Norman A. Hintz was an honorable man who devoted his life to his church, his family, his community, and his profession. And whereas Norman served as a citizen of the city of Franklin in an almost unparalleled capacity in the history of the city of Franklin as an alderman, a building inspector, plan commissioner, finance committee, member of the license committee, and the 4th of July commission, member and of many more past decades and until his passing as a member of the Board of Review, the Board of Zoning Appeals, and Economic Development Commission. And whereas Norman also substantially contributed his time, his knowledge, and his effort to the Xaverian Missionary Fathers and the Franklin Noon Lions. And the Wisconsin Building Inspectors Association service organizations. Whereas society could never repay Norm for his contributions, but if it could, and if it so offered, it would matter because Norm would take it anywhere. And whereas Norm offered himself in an expert capacity in all of his volunteer roles and services and gave himself to make the world a better place. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor, the Common Council of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, that the City of Franklin hereby respectfully honors the memory of Norman A. Hintz, a good man. Goodbye and good Godspeed. We will miss you. All of us will miss you. Introduced to the regular meeting of the Common Council today, City of Franklin.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Is there anyone from the Hintz family that would like to say anything?
Mrs. Hintz is here. And son?
My name is Mike. I'd just like to say thank you. I mean, obviously, he lived most of his life here in Franklin, and he gave because there were a lot of people here that he enjoyed working with. He raised all his kids here, so it was a great environment for him, for my mom, and for the rest of us. So I'd just like to say thank you to all of you. Ron, we very much appreciate hearing your words today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We truly will miss Ron. Norm, sorry. Alderman Olson, would you be kind enough to read the resolution regarding Father Charlie?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Fare thee well, Father Charlie. Whereas Father Charles Bisgrove was a Catholic priest who died before his time on April 10, 2011, and whereas Father Charlie was a man who lived his vow in service as a priest of the Sacred Heart, not only as pastor of Sacred Hearts, Holy Assumption, and St. Martin of Tours churches in the city of Franklin, but also to those in need and in times of pain and suffering worldwide from Ground Zero in New York City to the country of India. And whereas Father Charlie was that special human being who dedicated his life to and specialized in being there to help others in their times of greatest need, highlighted in part by his service to the City of Franklin Police and Fire Departments as their chaplain, always on call when times got tough and the chips were down. Father Charlie was always there to provide the needed care, comfort, and inspiration. Just when it seemed to all the situation was hopeless, whereas Father Charlie voluntarily witnessed much more than any human being's share of tears and times of turmoil of others. But were he still here, he would note at this point that beyond the door there's peace, I'm sure, and I know there'll be no more tears in heaven. And whereas Father Charlie's life was appropriately titled within his vocation as brother and father, though his love for others exceeded those standards commonly understood for brotherly and fatherly love, a special human being, cheerful in all weathers, never shirked a task, splendid behavior, Father Charlie. Now therefore it be resolved by the Mayor and Common Council of the City of Franklin that the City of Franklin hereby says, fare thee well. Merriam-Webster Unabridged Dictionary defines fare thee well as a noun, a state of perfection and completion. We trust that you will continue to look out for us. Thank you, Father Charlie.
Thank you, Alderman Olson. And is there anyone from Father Charlie's family that would like to speak? I see Bob Mankey from the fire department back there. Is anything you'd like to say, Bob, on behalf of the fire department?
I can only say that
firefighters.
By making the fire department, Charlie is, he's there for us, and he helped us a lot, more than words can say. But, you know, he also was very big in chaplaincy throughout the fire service, throughout the state and Ohio. And he didn't want to say no, because he was there for everyone. So he was a great asset to the city, and especially to us. All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Mayor, I'll second the motion.
The motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now we'll return back to the regular order of business, return to the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak?
You have one. Pete Kosovich.
I think it's on.
Is it on now?
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pete Kosovich, 8170 South 28th Street in Franklin. 3 years ago, I gave a concession speech, and I said I would work with this and support transition with Steve Taylor. I had done that. This year, I ran a campaign based on my record, my values, and my principles. I stated that my support for certain groups was not for sale. There was one true conservative in the race and one rhino career politician who was willing to sell his soul for the support of the unions. With all that has been going on in Madison over the last months, the unions came out in support of the RINO. Steve worked on the Walker campaign, as I did. The difference was when it came time to support Scott Walker's fiscally conservative agenda, I did. Where was Steve? It may have cost me the election, but I know I was doing the right thing, and I stuck to my principles and conservative values. Some said I was too vocal about my support of Scott Walker. I responded that I wouldn't lie to people to schmooze their vote. I was advised that I can't help the people of Franklin if I'm not in office. That may be true to some extent, but I will continue to serve my community and my country in whatever way I can. I attended the Madison Tea Party last Saturday, and I personally witnessed the juvenile thuggish behavior of the union activists. The reasons for being there were not to protest, but to disrupt the entire event with endless noise from their shouts, drums, horns, and bells. It was a disgraceful display, and they should be ashamed of themselves. 3 years ago, I didn't know Steve Taylor very well. I thought he would be okay. I don't feel that way today. Today, I see a career politician that will do and say whatever it takes to sucker the people into voting for him. I have spoken to a number of people who have had dealings with him. Some stated he blew them off and acted as if they were insignificant. I and others will be more closely watching the actions of Steve Taylor and the entire council to be sure they are doing the right thing for the people of Franklin. I'm not going away. God has a plan for me. I'll do the best I can. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Not. Oh, sorry.
Casper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. Just listening to the prior speech, I got to say that I'm a longtime union representative and I'm proud of it. And despite what anybody may think about the unions, and this may not be the place to talk about it, I don't think that it is, but that previous speech cannot go unanswered. Despite the comments made about the union and the union activists, the unions are the ones that brought the middle class forward in the United States. They're the ones that fought for the 40-hour week. They're the ones that got the vacations and so forth. They're the ones that made people equal. Before unions, there was a lot of people who were vastly poor. And the unions brought this country out of that classification. Now, but that's not what I got up here to talk about. What I got up here to talk about was item number 12. I think I've got the four items right. 12, 13, 14, and 18. How many times I've heard the short phrase, moving forward, by probably every one of you sitting up there. I've most often heard it from Alderman Solomon. But if this city, especially the southwest corner of this city, is going to move forward into the 21st century, then we have to do some things to make it worthwhile for people to move in there and for factories to move in there and so forth. Now, if we don't get that Ryan Creek interceptor, if we don't get the pumps and so forth that puts the water down there for the people and the factories and whatever we decide to put down there, then that part of the city is going to be a wasted part of the city. So I'm asking you to move forward with this. I think it would be the best thing for the city. And so please take a look at this and vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Seeing no one, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period and turn to approval of the regular meeting of April 4th, 2011. Madam Clerk?
In front of you, there is a revised page 4. Under item G15, we have added a line in there which is underlined. If you want to take a minute to read it, if you approve the minutes, if you could, if you agree with this, approve it as revised.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
As revised.
As revised. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Now turn to item D, hearings, public hearing regarding proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan, change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for property located at the southeast corner of West Forest Hill Avenue and West Highland Park Avenue in and adjacent to Plan Development District Number 31, residential to residential Norman-Multifamily. Mr. Let's see, who's handling this? Madam Clerk, do you have a public notice to read?
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, April 19, 2011, at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 Future Land Use Map for property located at the southeast corner of West Forest Hill Avenue and West Highland Park Avenue in and adjacent to Plan Development District Number 31, from residential to residential multifamily. Forest Hill Highlands United Financial Group Incorporated applicant. Property which is the subject of this application bears tax key numbers 839-9992-023 and 839-9992-026, being a parcel adjoining Plan Development District Number 31 and a portion of a property within the district and consisting of approximately 9,722 square feet or 0.2231 acres and 17,823 square feet or 0.4092 acres of land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.10014D. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin's 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk during normal business hours. The proposed draft ordinance is also available and open for inspection by the public at the Franklin Public Library during normal business hours.
All right, I'm going to open this item up. This is item D1 for public hearing. Is there any individual wishing to speak during the public hearing? Is there any individual wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding item D1? Is there any individual wishing to speak on item D1 during the public hearing? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing, and council can address that, I believe, a little bit later on in the package. For you now, I have organizational business boards commission appointments. First appointment I have is Alderman Skronsky to the Plan Commission.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Mr. Mayor, I have no interest in causing controversy, hurting feelings, or doing anything of the sort. And no offense, Ken, but after 36 years on the Plan Commission, isn't it time for some fresh blood?
I think that's all I'll say about it. I will not support it.
All right.
Nothing to do with Ken personally.
We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I guess I feel the same way. I don't have anything against him. I think he brings, some history. But, again, I think that all of us would like to take a chance at that. And it's been tied up for, like I said, 30-some years, that there's never been, the input that I would give on that. And so, I guess I'm not totally objecting to it, but I guess I would like to see a reason why we can't have a switchover on the Plan Commission.
Okay. The motion on the floor, it's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
No.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman
Aye. Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to Alderman Taylor for the Civic Celebrations Commission.
So moved.
Second. 3 seconds. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next one is Alderman Skronsky to Community Development Authority.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
Well, this one's slightly different, Mr. Mayor. As you know, I've been involved in economic development since the early 90s.
and I've seen no activity for the past 6-7 years. And our Economic Development Commission is now down to 4 members, maybe 5. And I don't hold Alderman Skowronski responsible for that, but there is a part in that. And I look at our Community Development Authority, and we've only closed one parcel that I know of in the last 4 years. So I think here again, Community Development Authority needs a little bit more motivation and some different blood on it. You know, I can't even remember the last time our sales partner was into a meeting to discuss sales plans and what we could do to re-energize that commission. I also, frankly, see some other actions going on here, so I'm not going to support this one.
Okay. Under further discussion, Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, in defense of the CDA, I think we have some outstanding members on there, and we have actually added new blood since in my 3 years. I think all but maybe one has been newly appointed in the last 3 years. And actually, I think when Mr. Spitzer left, he may have been the last one. So I do believe they're all new in these last 3 years. And when you have a business park that is pretty much to capacity, you know, I don't know what you're looking for from the CDA. And we have done, we've added the Lakeshore Medical, we got a rheumatology building, we've had expansion of CarMex. Your Honor, I know we have, there's a few more off the top of my head, but I think we have done a good job, and I have no problem with Alderman Skowronski sitting on CDA.
Alderman Olson.
Well, we had 40 acres to sell as of about 5 years ago. This year we have about 35 acres to sell. And I do attend once in a while CDA meetings, and frankly, I have the highest regard for several of the members. But that organization, as well as the EDC, are supposed to be active organizations, doers, not sit at the meeting and listen to other people. And frankly, I don't see any action there. I haven't seen a financial report from anyone other than Cal. I haven't seen an independent financial report on the TIF in ages. When I say you got to be active, I go back to where's the meeting with Mooney and LeSage and getting rid of the other 35 acres? There is no creative thinking on that Community Development Authority, much the same as the Economic Development Authority.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
No.
Alderman Salomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skowronski?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no, ayes have it, motion carries. Now turn to Alderman Wilhelm, Economic Development Commission. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I guess I've been looking at this in all fairness to my colleagues. Some of them have 3 commissions. This would be my 5th commission. And so, in all fairness to them, I don't think it would be right for me to sit on 5 and for others to sit on 3, some of which only meet during certain times of the year, like the Fair Commission. So I think that I would be in fairness to give that up to someone else. But I guess I would be willing to ask you if you would delay this appointment to the Committee of the Whole to discuss the committee's future, its direction, and its membership needs. Because I looked at the Economic Development Commission, and there's been many canceled meetings, and as Alderman Olson said, we're down to 4 members, and I would have a very strong desire to sit on the Economic Development Commission, but in the state it's at, it seems a little dysfunctional, and with a 5th committee and trying to bring back a dysfunctional committee that might be beyond what I can take on and carry a job as well. So with your approval, if you would, I would make the motion to hold this appointment over for the Committee of the Whole to discuss the committee's future direction and membership needs.
Is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion, Alderman Taylor.
I'll take it a step further. I did have a conversation with Alderman Wilhelm regarding this, and she brought up the fact that she had a number of committees, and I said I would have no problem serving on that if she chose not to. And so my recommendation, and I have no problem discussing that at the Committee of the Whole, was from the outside looking in, yeah, we've had some cancellations. I'm not on that commission. I attended a few meetings, but not as many as I probably should. So my recommendation, we heard from Alderman Olson on two economic issues tonight. I would like to sit on that committee. I'd like to make sure that Alderman Olson is the chairman. And if we don't see some real progress in 6 months, I will bring in something to blow it up and do away with it. If we don't see some action, which I've heard twice tonight, that is lacking. So we can do this, Alderman Wilhelm. We can put it to the Committee of the Whole, but that's what I would recommend coming out of there, is let's see if we can do something. Let's see if we can turn it around at a new person steering the ship. And if we can, it's time for it to go.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I'm not objecting to sitting on the commission at all. In fact, I've talked to Bill Worker that I would probably want to trade that for the Board of Health, because that would give one of the other aldermen that only have three commissions the opportunity to sit on that commission. And I am still open to that, and but I think that this needs some discussion. So I'm not jumping into something that, you know, has no function. I have, my time is precious, and I like to use it to the best of my ability, and I would like to see the Economic Development Commission be improved. We definitely need that, and I think that will further maybe the appointments. Maybe we can discuss fresh blood, like we've talked about, on that committee. So,
all right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to Environmental Commission, Alderman Schmidt, putting forward his name. Sarah.
So
motion
moved.
To approve. Is there
second.
A second? It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now have before you Alderman Skaronski's name for Fair Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon. Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now we have before you Alderman Solomon to the Finance.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
I vote no.
Seeing none. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Okay.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now, recommending Alderman Wilhelm to the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Skaronski. Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Turn to Alderman Taylor for the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you please take the roll?
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm for the Board of Health. Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess that this would be, I would serve until some decision was made at the Committee of the Whole and the Economic Development Commission. And should I decide to go on that at that time, then I would giving up there.
Move to approve.
Just one, if I can. 1 second. I thought that the Board of Health was a 3-year appointment. So I'm not sure that's because it's coming back. Oh, sorry. All right. There's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those, I'm sorry. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Before we begin, I'm reappointing the same individuals to the Licensing Committee because I think you've done an outstanding job in the last few years. Alderman Solomon for the Licensing Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now we have the name of Alderman Wilhelm for the licensing committee.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have Alderman Taylor for the licensing committee.
So
is there motion approved?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any
second.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. You have the name of Alderman Solomon for the Parks Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you for your patience, and I do thank you for your input. Now turn to item E2, election of Common Council President. Madam Clerk, I guess I would ask, are there any, I would open up nominations for Common Council President. Alderman Skransky?
I would like to nominate Alderman Taylor for the President of the Council.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Are there any other nominations for Common Council President? Are there any other nominations for Common Council President? Any other names, nominations for Common Council President? If not, I'm going to close nomination process. And Madam Clerk, is it a straight vote or is it a secret ballot?
If the council wishes, secret ballot is this would be the only thing permitted in the state statutes to do secret ballot. Otherwise, it can be nobody objects to an open.
Well, let me try this. All those in favor of, I'm sorry, Madam Clerk, you please take the roll for Alderman Taylor for Common Council President.
Sorry, can I,
yes.
Procedure-wise, does anybody have objections to open these?
Well, I guess that's how I raise it. So, yeah. Alderman Olson.
Well, I don't have an objection to open voting. I will say that a year ago I voted in support of Sol Taylor for council president. I had hoped at the time that we could do better as a common council getting along. I think marginally we have been. But I've noticed a disturbing trend in attitude. And frankly, we haven't followed through on everything that we said we were going to do. We haven't seen a committee here in over a year. And that was a big goal of Steve's. In addition to that, frankly, we've seen the second half of the log roll tonight. And I'm not going to be part of it.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson?
No.
Alderman Solomon?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Skransky?
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to letters and petitions. A letter from Jerry Young, Chairman of the Board of Public Works, regarding 5-year road improvement program. You have in your packet item F. Maybe you have that in there. I think the letter is pretty clear as to the intent. It was moved on to the county supervisors and Jack Dekarian from the Watt County Board of Public Works. And it's that the Board of Public Works, like us as aldermen and mayors, get complaints about road conditions for College Avenue, for Rawson and other county roads, so this was forwarded to the county supervisors. We did get a letter back from Mark Borkowski, who I have to say has been working in very cooperatively with us in trying to get College Avenue repaired. But there are other county roads and other supervisory districts, Supervisor Caesars, that just are not getting repaired. And I think the Board of Public Works has felt the same frustration that I have and the common council members, and so this letter went off and to the county. I did see a letter back from Mark Borkowski, which I thought was very well written, and that's pretty much the story behind that. Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple questions, if I may. Did this letter go to the CCs before you saw it, Mr. Mayor?
No.
So you saw it, and then it went out.
Yeah, you might remember that the I was going to have this on the last common council agenda, and I simply forgot. So I asked Jack at the last meeting to put it on for this agenda.
Okay. This kind of borders on policy for the city. And although I support most of what Jerry says in this letter, I just get concerned if a committee is sending a letter to various other elected bodies without common council and mayoral approval. Now, I will point out that they mentioned 68th Street on this. That's in my district, not that I'm being, what's the word?
Territorial.
Not majestic, possessive.
Can't say it. Territorial.
But yeah, that too. I would say that if 68th Street ever gets paved again, it'll be too soon. That road can go to gravel, as far as I'm concerned, on the south half. Because it's, turnaround is fair play. The north half, different issue. There's a couple of residents who pay taxes here. But So I just wanted to make sure that this wasn't going out of sight on the scene. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Skronsky?
Well, yeah, it seems, too, that I have two of the worst roads in the city. In my district, North Cape and Double. They are absolutely a minefield. And I've been trying ever since I've sat in this seat with the county supervisor and two of the directors of public works, which have been very cooperative, but of course, that's go through the county board. Those roads are nothing but a disaster and a hazard. And to try and get something done on it, it's just been impossible. And Jerry does a good job on the Public Works Committee. And sometimes I even have to go to Mark Borkowski, which is not my supervisor, to get some help.
Who
is my supervisor? And you're absolutely right on that name. Who? I think Jerry does, and his committee does an admirable job of trying to get this stuff done. And I talked to him quite a bit about it. Hopefully, we're inching along on those two roads. I've had some very good cooperation from Jack DeCarion on these, so hopefully we're going to get something. But it's a pull. The county don't have the money. They're not going to stretch it out, and it's who you try and get the best cooperation on and give the best cooperation on to get things done.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, yeah. Did anyone else besides Supervisor Pelosi that was CC'd on this respond back to us?
Not that I'm aware of. Jack, did you get anything?
No.
Okay, so we have one out of the three from the county, and then the other two were, of course, city staff. So that's not very good voting for us. My issue is College Avenue, as everyone who's been here coming to the council meetings knows that we've been at this for a while. No one has seen the April 23rd, 2010 letter that the mayor and the county supervisor and I signed and sent out. I have that available. I also have a copy of county supervisor's reply, if anyone would like to see that. It's on file with the city clerk, one that was sent to me. I made sure that the clerk got a copy of that. But I guess I'm wondering what our next step is, because we're about tonight to enter into looking at lands for sewers out in the southwest portion of the city, and I challenge anyone to find a more pedestrian-used section of road than College Avenue, and that just keeps being neglected. And I understand it's a county road, but at some point, you know, we as a city have to get in on this, and we have to solve the solution. I mean, I have a string of emails going back before 2009 asking the county to take action. The mayor knows how hard that we've worked to bring together. I pulled together the first meeting with all the municipalities. It took quite a while. The county kept asking me why we needed the meeting. I'm like, because they all share the road. And there were several meetings on that, some with Transit Plus coming with handicapped people in wheelchairs begging for the road to be done, and it's still not done. And if the county has no money, I know it's a sore spot for Supervisor Bukowski, but Whitnall Park Parkway received pavement, brand new pavement, and this heavily accessed pedestrian area that actually feeds people down to the businesses can't get taken care of. So I don't know, Mayor, if you have taken any initiatives to further this, but I did take it upon myself to write a letter to our Milwaukee County executive-elect, and I'll be waiting to hear back from him on that.
Okay. Just on that note, you might remember that we had Chairman Holloway was here when he was a county executive. You all were very vocal about getting the roads repaired. I reminded him that I had talked to him as the chairman of the mayors and village presidents regarding a resolution that was supported by all 19 municipalities to have the county construct, reconstruct, and maintain all of its county roads. I also reminded him that I got the support of a guy named Scott Walker, who was then county executive, regarding that resolution. What he said to me and others was that if I could get the county executive on board, that I should come back to him. I did, and got no resolve on that. And I think he would concur if he was sitting here right now. So 19 municipalities also put pressure on Milwaukee County. I'm more than likely going to be seeing the new county executive in very short order, given that there's a proposal for looking at public policy forums, going to be looking at sharing, merging, consolidating, right-sizing, downsizing, everything. So I'll be seeing him again. Actually, I just saw him at the last ICC meeting. So this will be right on the top of the priority list because it's not just a Franklin issue. All of the municipalities are just furious about this. And College Avenue, we have Greenfield, Greendale, and Franklin that are involved. And they've been trying in Milwaukee. We've been trying to get this for, I don't know, must go back to like 2004 or so. Alderman Olson.
2 points, Mr. Mayor. First, College Avenue needs to get done. Before College Avenue needs to get done, let's see some action on 76th Street that they've already committed to do. Okay. You know?
2012.
2019, whatever. It'll keep going. But anyway. So, second point is you brought up another issue, Mr. Mayor. I'd like on the next committee of the whole a wide ranging, frank discussion on consolidation of services, because I think the county council ought to weigh in on this and offer some guidance and direction.
Okay. That's fine. Alderman Taylor?
Thank you, Your Honor. Alderman Wilhelm, I got a question, I guess, for you, so Your Honor, I'll address it to you. In your conversations with Supervisor Borkowski, did he at all give you any rationalization of why they did Whitnall Park, considering the low traffic that goes through there compared to College Avenue? Was it a funding issue? You know what that...
I guess, yeah, that's my question. How are these being prioritized? Because down Loomis Road, which I understand is not a county, it's a state, I'm coming from my house down, there's a brand new, wonderful trail going down there. And that's great, but all it does is go to the parkway. Now, we want to support our businesses, and we have the opportunity to support our businesses, but we can't get the pedestrians down there. And that just doesn't make any sense. I don't understand who in the transportation department is making these decisions. That's the big question, is how do they prioritize these things? Because it's certainly not supporting businesses.
Okay. Any other comments? I think that the letter had an effect. Item two is a letter from Peter Wagner, Prison Policy Initiative, regarding redistricting and the prison population. Madam Clerk and I talked about this. Actually, I brought it to her attention. And I think, I may have been wrong, I thought when I talked to you that basically that what we're doing is correct. Actually, the Census Bureau supports that.
Correct, as does the state of Wisconsin, which was shown during an appeal of our population several years ago.
Okay. I just brought it to your attention because I thought it was a letter that needed your attention. Item G1 is an ordinance to amend the city of Franklin. Yes, Alderman Wilhelm.
Are we going to take action on that? Because as I see it, he gets more votes or more power than I do over here and the rest of us. So.
I didn't have it as an action item, but Madam Clerk?
When you're saying he gets more votes or he gets represents less votes or whatever
more.
It is, the redistricting is done not by always keeping it in District 1. 10 years ago and 10 years prior to that years prior to that, it was in District 4. So it does change based on census and where the legislative lines are drawn, but those residents who are qualified electors, which means those who are in the institutions, not as a felon, are eligible to vote. So technically, they could vote.
That's the other question I have, because it just doesn't read that way.
There are some that do. There are obviously not 2,000 that do each election, but just because it's in his district at the moment does not guarantee that after the redistricting it will remain there.
Alderman Olson.
Now, there are people that would argue that because it's in my district, I do get more votes because birds of a feather, but that neither here nor there.
You want to show
correct.
Them hands?
Correct.
But as it relates to overweighting the vote of my particular district, I think the last 3 years is testimony that it means less than it.
That's correct.
So, and by the way, I appreciate someone from Massachusetts being concerned about our fair city and
right.
my district. It's nice.
Or our state.
Madam Clerk?
And the redistricting is sort of just in its initial phase at this point. It hasn't even reached a local municipality level. So we get it after the legislative lines and county lines are drawn. Then we get it. If the state does look at changing the rules and regulations and guidelines related to institution population, we will obviously take that into account.
All right. Alderman Schmidt.
I'd just like to say I think we do owe some tribute to the members of the institution, or we may not be a city of Franklin today. We'd probably be a suburb of the city of Milwaukee, if not for their presence.
Okay. Anything else? Seeing that none, I'll turn to item G1, and that's
move
an ordinance.
Approve, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
There's a motion to approve. It's been seconded. This is the item that was related to the public hearing that we had.
Correct.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have item G2, ordinance to amend section.
Move to amend.
There's a motion to amend. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3 is an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone a certain parcel.
Second.
Motion to adopt. Is there a second? It's been moved. Is there a second?
Yeah, second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 4, resolution conditionally approving a 2-lot certified survey map being.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 5, resolution conditionally approving. Or is that they just do that one?
No, we did. You did 4. I think you skipped
3,
Your Honor.
No.
You didn't skip 1?
5.
You're on
resolution
five.
Conditionally approving a 2-lot certified survey map being located in a part of the northeast 1/4. Southwest 1/4 of Section 16, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, in the City of Franklin, Milwaukee County,
move
Wisconsin.
Move to approve, then we'll go and take a break.
Is a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I
any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 6, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for an industrial truck repair business use upon property located at 9563 South 60th Street.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I have item 7, resolution to amend resolution number 2004-5721 imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for an engineering design and manufacturing of steel structures company property located at 9909 South 57th Street to allow for an expansion of the use.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded under discussion. Alderman Wilhelm.
We should correct the errors on page 97 in the amendment. There's several typos. I believe it says fees to consults. I think that should be consultants. And then there's capitalizations and uncapitalizations in the last three lines of the document. And I did have a question for staff regarding why we needed to have them remove that parking setback. That didn't make much sense to me. And the only other comment I had was the evergreen replacement. It doesn't say in there that if they die that they have to replace the trees. And I'm wondering if that's covered under the fees in the last be it further resolved section, if those fees cover the replacement of trees if they plant that die. Because we seem to do this, we tell them to plant all this and no one monitors it, and then they die and then they never get replaced.
Mr. Deedle?
The parking is a UDO and PDD requirement. Parking in standard fashion throughout the entire city must be located outside the setbacks. So that is why we brought that issue up. They moved the parking from an acceptable location to an unacceptable location. We pointed it out and are recommending they put it back.
Right, I see that. I'm just wondering why in such a dense business area do we even have such big setbacks for parking? I mean, this is where we want business. This is the place to make use of the best use of the land. So I guess I would like to see us in the future look at not doing that.
My assumption would be this was old enough, this industrial park, that we didn't think of those issues at that time.
Okay. And then about
then the landscaping, generally speaking, we do not follow up with the landscaping once it's installed. We have talked about this issue a couple times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
One is it was a workload issue in the past, not so much now. The other issue is that we do have standard efforts to make sure that there is some kind of clause. They usually have a contract with somebody to install stuff.
Yeah,
they'll do
that's
it
what you need to do
two.
Is you need to add some kind of clause. If we're not going to monitor it, make them monitor it, because this is what happens. I mean, I have this all over in my district. Yeah. What's the sense of having them spend money on trees if they're just going to die? You know, that's ridiculous. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. So I guess I would add a clause that they are responsible for monitoring and replacing them as under the UDO. And then I would like the maker of the motion to accept the corrections and the typos on page 97, section 2.
Alderman Taylor, you're the maker of the motion. Do you accept the friendly amendments or friendly suggestions?
Yeah, if I may. Then.
Yes, Alderman Taylor.
I have no problems with the typos in that. In regards to the landscaping, I met with the president of the company probably about 3 weeks ago, and he is concerned about the landscaping. He wants it to look nice, and I don't think I have a problem having that put in there. And that it does become an issue. Take a look at the median in front of Sendix. Is half of the stuff dead?
It's called solar.
Right. So, I mean, you know, it is good to have some sort of maintenance plan, and I think with them that won't be an issue, because they have, right now I think they have a couple of dead shrubs that didn't make it over the winter that he said as soon as the weather was going to get nice he was in and they're going to replant it because he wants it to look good. So,
Alderman Skransky?
Yeah, I have to confirm that because I talked to Mr. Thielen too about that, and he takes a lot of pride in his property, and he's waiting for the time and the weather to clear in order to get it done, and there's no question about his integrity of keeping his property in a very pristine condition.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded with the corrections as noted by Alderman Wilhelm. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 10 is a request to provide funding for Franklin Trails.
Eight.
Resolution to release the access
so
to
moved.
South 60th Street. Okay. There's a motion. To
second.
It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Oh, I was probably thinking about a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Item 9, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for a McDonald's restaurant to allow for extended hours of operation upon property located at 7501 West Rawson Avenue. And
so just moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I happened to bump into Harvey Brunn the other day, and he said he was fine with us, who's the neighbor. So. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 10, request to provide funding for Franklin Trails Committee member to attend the 3rd Safe Routes to School National Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Alderman Skronsky.
I have a question. The early bird registration here is at $300. What is the total cost to send a representative there?
Mr. Fowler, I thought was, yeah.
I'm asking the question. I want an answer.
Yeah. Mr. Dave Fowler is here.
David.
And
Dave Fowler, 7549 Riverview. Chairman of the Trails.
Mr. Fowler.
Yes, the total cost would be higher, but the total cost that we're asking for is $450, which would be $150 for per diem for food for the days that he's there, and then the $300 for the registration, because he's arranged his own lodging and transportation. So
okay,
he's not asking for funding for transportation or lodging. He has a place to stay.
Okay, that was the other question, because I had a couple other. Is he staying overnight, and is housing included, food included, and then is there mileage included in
it? No, it's just the $450.
Okay, because I thought if we're going to send a representative, he should made whole, that he don't have to take money out of his pocket if he's going to do a job for his community.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson and Alderman Solomon.
Well, one thing's for sure, for 1.5 hours, he's not going to have dinner at Kincaid's. So, you know. whose budget? Where's the money coming from?
We have the, from the planning department. Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Yeah, let's see. Item, where are we? Thank you very much for your eloquent presentation, as usual.
He's not done yet.
You got another one.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, too bad.
You're out of the room.
By the way, I get a chance to say this, and I really want to thank you and the other members of your committee, Alderman Solomon, Alderman Wilhelm, and Mr. Haley, et cetera, for all the time and effort that you put into this. You're really doing a great job. Although I do have to remind you about 51st Street.
Which is why we're asking.
Mr. English is back there. He's got it on their record.
You already talked.
Okay. all right. Item 11 is options for financial grant research and application work for staff, including training staff and or a committee as requested by the Franklin Trails Committee.
You have a proposal in front of you, and I think it's been apropos that some of the discussion that the council's had tonight has been about the roadways that the county has not repaired. I think there's going to be opportunities when those roads are finally repaired, particularly College, particularly maybe North Cape, particularly 51st Street, because I think the north half of 51st going from Ross and also is a roadway that's in need of some repair, that we can connect those both for automobiles and also for pedestrians. In front of you is a proposal to ask for a staff position to have a certain amount of their time that does not take away from their other duties to set up the grant possibilities that we will be looking for to fund these. Funding is going to be the most difficult thing we have in years to come. The state budget, as we all know, is going to be difficult over the next few years, and we are going to be looking for funds outside of tax revenues to try to get trails and sidewalks constructed. I think if we can put together this committee and designate a staff person as a grant writer to assist with some of this grant write funding, we can pursue funding outside of those normal tax revenues, which don't burden our tax, the citizens of Franklin, for badly needed trails and sidewalks and other opportunities for other committees and commissions within the city. We talked about it at length on our committee, and we think it's got some worthy for consideration, and we'd just like the council to consider.
Alderman Olson, Alderman Wilhelm.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Does anybody have a preconceived notion as to the structure of this committee? And by that I say, is this the Trails Committee just authorized to get some more people if they need them to help write grants, and we're just going to tell them, yeah, they can use a is this going to be mayoral appointment, fixed terms, that kind of stuff?
There was some discussion you might remember regarding retaining a person in the planning department as part of the budget, and I thought I could be wrong, but I thought part of that discussion had to do with the trails and that that person was going to be assisting the citizen members in that. So,
but it, more directly, is this going to be a formal committee, or are we just telling them what
to do? I just go to work. It's, we already have
works
a committee. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I had drawn out a diagram on the board when we were at the committee on how I saw this happening, and I don't think it should be the grant writing committee. It should be the funding research committee, because the idea was that a group of citizens that know how to write grants and maybe aren't active in a job right now could still be active in the community and put their work to their services and their skills to use by helping out the community. We also tossed around the idea of the community development committee that was formed, if they are interested in being part of that. But I think the idea, the structure was, it would be a subcommittee, and it would be volunteer positions of people that we could, you know, they could break up into groups and say, okay, get out the grant books, get out the computer, start looking for any kind of funding source that benefit the city, whether it's police, fire, health, planning, roads, anything. And then that committee would come back with suggestions and let those department heads know. And if the right now the health department is already writing grants, they might be very interested in knowing about other grants, and then they could just take it and write it. The committee wouldn't necessarily have to be writing it. So this is more of a funding research. The commitment to writing that and the staff commitment would be come after there was you know, approval from the council to write one, unless you know, it was a really tight deadline, then it would, the approval would come strictly from the mayor and then come back to the committee or the council for accepting any funds before we committed ourselves to anything on any project that a grant was written for. This could be just going to a foundation, too. It doesn't have to necessarily be grants. There are foundations that donate money as well.
Alderman Skransky and Alderman Solomon.
Yeah, if I remember the last budget, that there was money taken out of the Economic Development Commission in order to fund this position. As Alderman Olson says, that not never gets done over there. Well, you can't do anything if you don't have any money, so I would tender comments very carefully on that, and I did not object to it at that time because the money was to help the Trails Committee along. That didn't give us an opportunity to have a business opportunity meeting and everything else. So, in the sense of being cooperative, I acquiesced to leaving those funds for the planning department in order to use that personnel. Otherwise, that personnel wouldn't have been here today, so it's always let's keep things in perspective around here. And as far as getting things done, we get things done.
Alderman Solomon?
Yeah, it's quite a, you know, it's the planning department that supports the parks. It's the planning department that supports the Trails Commission. Alderman Wilhelm mentioned that there are others that utilize grants right now in the community. The health department, police, fire, the recreation department utilizes grants all the time. So maybe we just need to pull some of these people together and a class for one of the planners downstairs to assist us. And that's what we're looking for, is some assistance.
And for the record, Mr. Deal is understanding and nodding approval to what Alderman Solomon is saying. Mr. Fowler?
Yeah, I take all these comments to heart. And what the committee was looking at, and I appreciate Alderman Wilhelm's comments as well, I think she's correct. Basically, we were concerned that there might be grant funding that was going not untapped by the city, not even known about. So the concern was we want to make sure we turn over all those stones. We were lucky to get a we worked hard to get a $20,000 grant for the Trails Committee, and we are going to be putting that to good use. But we see there are other sources of funding out there that we feel for a very limited amount of investment from the city we could get. Of course, we will always come back to the council before those. We find the funds, we identify those that we should make an application for, come back for those that we need approval for from the council, from the mayor, make sure that we keep everybody in the loop. We're also hoping to work with the education side, with the school board, because they also do a lot of grant writing and fund writing. And some of this will have cross-pollination between the school board and the city, which I'd like to see. You know my song and dance on this. I'd like to see more of that. And I think with trails, with sidewalks, getting kids to schools, getting them to the business areas is really critical. If you look at the price of gas, I don't think it's going to go down anytime soon. And the more non-automobile types of transportation we can offer people in the city of Franklin, I think it's going to benefit us from a growth and an economic growth potential. And I think some of these grants that we can find will help. And also, if we can help other committees and commissions with their grant, I think it's great. And having been trained poorly as a grant writer by the sewage district, I think we need well-trained or have people that have some training with grant writing. It would be just phenomenal to have them doing this because it's a special, special town.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I guess I entertain a motion to let the Trails Committee have a subcommittee titled Fundraising Research, and that they be allowed to seek up to five individuals that might be interested in assisting the city with finding funds for city projects.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson and Alderman Solomon.
Well, it sounds to me like we're all in violent agreement. Alderman Wilhelm, though, I'd argue with you on this point. I think you're making it way too formal.
Alderman Solomon?
I'd like to make an amendment to that motion that the planning department find classes for specific planner or planners to attend to give them the knowledge to proceed to assist them with their grants.
I think I could assist by just telling Mr. Deal, go do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I think that I could sit down and probably train them on how to write a grant since I've written several of them, including ones that we've got for the city and the last two for the Trails Committee, which I was involved in.
Several hundred of them written?
Actually, I've written over $600,000 worth of grants that have been received.
Well, it looks like we're all in violent agreement here. So.
Get her done.
There's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 12.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Resolution declaring authorized representatives to file the application of clean water fund program for the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Project.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, is this application going to come back to us? Because we just sat here with the Trails Committee about applications that needed to come back, and those were pretty minor amount of money, and now we're talking about a clean water loan fund of up to $31,000. Also, I was reading through the application, and I noticed several areas in there that said the reimbursement solution resolution, that's for the next one, should be adopted before eligible costs are. So some of the things we're going to be putting this application in for aren't going to cover the cost of some of the things we incurred. So. And then if we're going to be borrowing this money, because this is a grant, I mean, this is a loan, not a grant, so we'll be borrowing money, and does that going to affect our bond rating? If bond rating drops, what effect will that have on us? And with more debt, that's more risk. And so maybe you could address some of those questions.
We have Mr. Epperly here from Rukert Milkey, who is the project manager. That was assigned to this project. You might remember that we had a contract that was put in place many months ago, and Bill Milkey was here. By the way, I understand Mr. Milkey may not be feeling too well, so please
wish
him.
He went home today. He just went through quadruple bypass surgery.
Wish him well from all of us.
So. But after 4 days in the hospital,
and he's home. We do have a motion to approve on the floor, but there was a question by Alderman Wilhelm. I wonder if you could address that, Mr. Epperly.
Yes. Good evening. For the motion on the floor, this resolution that's before you tonight under number 12, let me just step back a little bit because it affects both 12 and 13. We are in the process and have been for about 6 months in assembling the application. The application itself is probably a set of documents without the engineering documents. It's probably about 6 inches thick. And there is a whole myriad of things that are included with this application. What you have before you tonight under items 12 and 13 are two of the items that need to be included in the application, which we will be filing with the Department of Natural Resources prior to June 1st. The deadline is June 30th in order to secure the loan, which we talked about last time. Item number 12 is, the reason for that is, and it's a requirement of the application, is to, the city has to designate, meaning the Common Council, people who have the authority to sign not only the application, but the subsequent paperwork that's going to take place over the course of the project. As an example, there's monthly draws that are done by the contractors. We have to make sure we have somebody available because we only have a one-day window once a month to sign those. And if the mayor, as an example, goes on vacation and is not available, we need other people because we can't delay this because there's financial ramifications.
My question was, are we as a council going to see what's put on that grant? Because there are several columns that talks about what population you're going to serve, what, how much funding for this, how much funding for that. And without seeing those answers, I'm voting on putting in a request for a loan that I don't know what all those categories are. I'm just voting on a blank.
Okay.
You know, and there's not even an application in my packet to tell
me. I'll answer your question. The first question is, we will supply the city with a copy of the application when we complete it. We're working on it. As I said, we've been working on it for about 6 months with city staff. There's a tremendous amount of material that's got to be in there. We will supply you with a copy of that, but it's not going to be until almost June 1st.
The 807-203 form?
There's probably 50 forms. I'm not exaggerating.
No, I mean the actual application
itself. The actual application is, it's hundreds of pieces of paper.
I understand that, but there's one number with the DNR file where it's either under water, sewer, it's under, you know, it's one number.
I know.
It's like, so that's the question I'm asking you. What is the number of the grant we are applying for, the loan?
The city is applying for a clean water fund loan.
And they're under that category. There are about six categories. So what is the number of the application?
It's a combination of unsewered areas. It's a combination of other municipal entities. If you wish, I can sit down with you. I can go through that for you. But it's a combination of those items that are on those forms that you're referring to. But the backup for them is voluminous. And we will be supplying that to the city, obviously, once we complete it.
Okay. Well, I think I know it's 8700203. I was just trying to verify that with you. But you didn't know the number, so
I don't know the exact
I wish that would have been in here so I could see what I was stepping into.
Well, it's not completed yet, so it's a blank form.
That's right.
Okay.
So
we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scranton.
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item G13. Is there a motion to adopt resolution number 2011 approving the resolution declaring official intent to reimburse expenditures for the Ryan Creek Interceptor project from the Clean Water Fund loan program?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, this is another one. Part of the EIF fund encourages you to adopt this reimbursement resolution, but before spending any money to be reimbursed by the loan. So how much of the money that's spent prior to this are we on the hook for that they won't pick up?
I guess the best way of answering that is to just back up a little bit and explain what this resolution is about.
I know what the resolution is about. I've spent the weekend researching the resolutions and the documents, and it's very unclear to me that because I can read you three different places in the application for this where it says, because this is a reimbursement expenditure application under EFI, and it says, most programs, especially government aid, won't allow payback prior to getting the funding source. And I can give you the website where you can find that. Next sentence. The reimbursement resolution should be adopted and in effect before eligible costs are incurred. So, again, what are the costs that won't be covered in this? Again, project costs paid by the municipality out of internal accounts prior to adopting the resolution may not be eligible for reimbursement. Reimbursement resolutions strongly encourage municipalities to adopt the resolution before spending any money to be reimbursed. So, okay, we already know we're on the hook for some money. What I'm asking for is how much?
I don't believe we're on the hook for any money. This allows the city to reimburse their expenditures to date once we close on the loan, which would take place by the end of the year.
We're not paying you right now?
Yes, that's the monies we're talking about.
But those are spent before this
week. That's all we have to have this reimbursement resolution is an IRS rule. It's a law.
I know it is. I have right here, IRS tax law.
Right. This allows the city, you get a check from the DNR, in very simplistic terms, you can pay yourself back for what you're spending to date up to the date of the closing.
Right, and my question is, funds that are put out prior to this reimbursement expenditure form are not covered under this.
That's not correct.
No, that's what the document says in four different places.
Well,
so I guess what I'm getting at is I just wanted to know if you're going to not bill us until after so those are covered or how we're not on the hook for any amount of money. So far everybody's telling me this is costing us zero money.
What I don't know any better way of answering it other than the city isn't on the hook for anything because you will be reimbursed for the costs as part of the first draw payment, which will take place at the end of this calendar year or in the month of January. It depends upon when they set up the closing for the loan.
Now, can we get that reimbursement expenditure form back with the grant application at the same time?
We need this resolution that's before you right now, is item number 13, is part of the application.
That's
that
what
we're
I said. Can we get that with it as well when it comes? When the other item, the grant, comes back to the council, please include the reimbursement form as well. That's part of the grant package.
The whole application will be giving that. That will be.
Okay.
Alderman Taylor?
It's my understanding, at least I thought the magic number in one email was when it's all said and done, we're looking at like $58,000. Is that the number that we're going to look for at the end of all this?
I believe that the question was asked of the finance director at the last common council meeting the cost of this, and his answer was nil, but it's nil might be about
$58,000 for a $31 million project.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm,
could we just get that in writing somewhere? I mean, ever since we started this project, I'm like, just put it in the package. So this is what we're spending. This is, you know,
that's what we're trying to do. And as I mentioned before, we're in the process of completing the application. The application takes many days and weeks to put together. We're going to have that completed prior to June 1st. At that point in time, we'll present copy to the city of the whole application. All the information that you're requesting will be done then. We don't have it then because we're working on it now. As an example, we have to include the estimated project costs we haven't completed the design yet, so we can't do that yet. The idea is we'll have it all done by June 1st.
Okay.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Let's see. Item 14, authorization for staff to utilize quality selection method to select a consultant for phase one of the private property inflow infiltration program established and financed by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
In front of you is a letter from the people we've been working at in the engineering department requesting 36th Street. I have no complaints on 37th Street. All my complaints are coming from 36th Street, And if you don't have the data, will you be installing the flow meter in there to collect the data, and if so, when?
Okay, now this relates to sanitary sewers. We already have flow meters on both sides of, on 36th Street, on the north side and the south side of Madison Boulevard. So okay. We'll be able to identify any of the problems. This is not a grant to enclose ditches. We cannot use any of these funds to enclose ditches. After we get the sanitary sewers laterals repaired, we can use them for best management practices that prevent flooding of basements. Because flooding of basements then get water. This whole idea of this program from the sewage district and the funding for that is to keep water out of the basement.
Which they're getting on 36th Street.
But it won't be anything in public right-of-way. We can't do public infrastructure improvements. We have to do private property improvements. That's why it's called a PP, private property, I&I. So, you know, we can address something that the city has really not been able to address over the years because pretty much it's been the policy of the council and Board of Public Works not to do work on private properties to prevent flooding. This will give us an opportunity to do that kind of work.
Do you suggest that we go through with the survey on 36th Street then and not worry about this? Or are you going to be coming up and, you know, digging and stuff?
I think that would be a different action. We may be... We don't know what we're going to be doing to 36th Street. There may be advantage of repaving and doing some work on the ditches at the same time. But this study will then tell us what we need to do on 36th Street. If we need to do anything, we're pretty certain that we will be doing work on 36th Street.
I just didn't want to have to do them twice to look at it at the same time. And they want to get going on it this spring. And then the other issue is on Tifton Drive, I have an electrical box that's under about 68 inches of water constantly.
Well, this cannot address that.
It's you said private property, so.
But it has to be flooding of basements.
Well, it's
has to be related.
It is getting into the homes too, but.
Okay, so we'll have to study that, but we can't do that until we fix the laterals the way the rules are written.
Mr. Benner, would you be willing to have a conversation with Alderman Wilhelm about all your concerns?
Sure.
Alderman Olson.
Well, this program makes me real nervous. This is another MMSD deal. We're going to be counting dust particles going into the sewer thing. So, but anyway, Mr. Bennett, I didn't see anything with security apers in here. And since we had a basement fall in, that was external water, I understand. But you're going to take a look at some of the security apers.
We will be. Once we get to the phase that we can do what they call best management practices for flooding. We'll start working on a list and looking what may be eligible for that probably this next year. But we can't start that phase until we finish the phase of leaky laterals. That's the way the rules are written.
Okay. The motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item 15, resolution endorsing regional water supply plan. I believe this was at the last common council meeting. It was tabled to come back here because there was a lot of detail. In fact, I think Alderman Wilhelm may have asked that it be tabled.
In front of you is the...
Alderman Wilhelm?
In front of you is the one small resolution for that based on my determination, and I'd like to give Mr. Bennett back all of his books. So here they are. I've tabbed a couple things that I'd like to talk with you about in the future. Some of them are including my area. So. Yes.
Are you asking for a resolution?
Did you tell how thrilled he was when he said,
Mr. Bennett?
More to talk to him about?
Some of those markers were his. So.
Mr. Bennett, are you asking?
Some are mine.
Asking for a motion on this?
Yes, we'd recommend that the council basically concur with the study.
So a resolution endorsing regional water supply plan for the southeastern Wisconsin as developed by the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission?
I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution for... Resolution endorsing the regional water supply plan for southeastern Wisconsin as developed by southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 16, Wisconsin Statute 74.37, appeal claim on excessive assessment. Mr. Adam Murphy for parcel 90029970-001-9851 South 27th Street.
Can I come up and say something?
Mr. Link?
Thank you. As you'll see in the memo that's in the packet, the notice of assessment was sent to the wrong address for Mr. Murphy's property. In communications with Mr. Murphy, he did indicate that he would have participated during the open book process, provided some information, specifically an appraisal for the property, and the recommendation would be that the council accept the revised figure in the memo of $1,199,000.
And Mr. Murphy's okay with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. Yes.
I just have a question of the city assessor. You indicated that the assessment was sent to the wrong address. Can you tell me what the difference of the address for the assessment and the tax bill? Were they the same address?
No, they were not. At the time, the staff member that was updating the ownership information was keying that into three different databases.
Okay.
And it was entered into the tax database and was not entered to the assessment database, which is what generates the notice of assessment.
Thank you much.
Alderman Wilson.
We discussed this once before, Mr. Mayor. We somehow got to come up with a way to assure that our databases are properly merged and the data is correct in all of them so we don't get into this situation.
I believe you're still on the Technology Commission for two more years, right? I'm thinking that's a technology.
Yeah.
I would think they would get that straightened out.
Yeah, for your appointment.
Technology.
Reappointment. Yeah. I'm just thinking that it's a technology issue.
Yeah.
And Ms. Liberta isn't here right now.
And Mr. Mayor, you're absolutely correct. It is a technology issue that has been addressed by the Technology Commission. This happened to be a human error that just needs to be watched out for. So that's my entire point. Now, everybody got their shots, right? We're all wrong. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being so gracious.
Not me.
Oh.
All right. Is there a motion to award the 74.37 appeal or claim on excessive assessment by Mr. Murphy for parcel 902-9970-001, 9851 South 27th Street, adjusting the total assessment to $1,199,000 as set forth in and for the reasons as provided by the city assessor in his memo dated April 14, 2011, and to further direct staff to follow Department of Revenue procedures to obtain the appropriate reimbursement from the other taxing entities.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes.
Mr. Mayor, I realize that we all voted aye. I have a question.
Let me just record it. Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Saul.
I can't believe that the city of Milwaukee or other large communities act on these individually. This is, I think, our sixth or seventh one. And take up the time required to do this. There's got to be an easier way to do this for staff to approve this.
That was my thought as I was going through the pack. The Alderman was well. No.
Not
Alderman.
Don't demote
her. And Mark, if you could correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in the city of Milwaukee, Board of Review meets all year long on issues like this. I think they meet. I mean, the Board of Review is meeting, and there's a different mechanism, but they are meeting all year long, not just.
Well, let's meet
where
once
we
every
meet.
6 months so they can handle this stuff and it doesn't have to come
Mark,
here.
Maybe you can clarify what
well,
I'm trying to say.
Currently the statutes indicate that the Board of Review would meet once a year. And once it's adjourned, it's completed for that year. This is the avenue of appeal for property owners outside of appealing to the state or to circuit court. One of the avenues that you, Alderman Solomon, were indicating was the municipality at one time had the option to select, I believe it was Act 83, where the Board of Review is postponed for 6 months and the Board of Review's decision is final and the property owner cannot appeal via the statute. Since then, that's been ruled unconstitutional. So for now, this would be the avenue for property owners that do not elect to appeal to the Department of Revenue or to Circuit Court.
Why don't we move this to the next committee of the whole meeting for discussion?
Fine.
More intense. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 17, summer meeting schedule for 2011. Are you looking for suggestions, Madam Clerk? I think we've, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought we only met once in June, once in July, once in August.
No, maybe not June.
July
and August.
Yeah. Madam Clerk.
July and August.
In June, you kept the schedule the same last year. I think it was July, August, and then September. This year, August has 5 Tuesdays, so if you only meet once, you might want to strategically place that. And if you only meet once and there are about 4 weeks in between any of the council meetings, you might want to give authorization to send out any manual checks, if so the city does not lose out on any discounts or get charged with any penalties for late payments. It's just there are 5 Tuesdays in August, so might want to watch that.
Alderman Solomon?
I would just move the August 1st committee of the whole for the August 2nd date, so it's one night, not two, in August. Otherwise, I would approve it as submitted.
And that would be with 2 dates in July?
2 dates in July, 2 dates in August, and 2 dates in September.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been, is there a second to that?
No.
There's a
second.
Well, you got something to do in time frame? Okay.
Well, let's wait till we get a motion, okay?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Mr. Bennett?
We have an important date. Joe, you might want to mention that.
July 19th. We need to, Common Council needs to approve authorized bidding of Ryan Creek Interceptor.
What if we don't want
it? Madam Clerk?
Consider the authorization.
And that is still on the calendar?
It's
just
still
wanted
here.
To make sure.
Okay.
And I wanted to also clarify that this was not as submitted my suggestion. This is what the normal dates were.
Okay.
If you wanted to vary from that. So I have the motion just being the same as normal, except for, or the same as regularly scheduled, except for August 1st and 2nd are combined.
To the 2nd. All right, this motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussions? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item 18, acquisition of easement rights and interests in property, the location, extension, installation, and maintenance of public sanitary sewer facilities, provide sanitary sewer service to the southwest area of the city of Franklin by way of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer, installation upon property in the area from the intersection of South 60th Street and West Ryan Road, generally following Ryan Creek, to the intersection of West Ryan Road and South 112th Street, thence westerly along West Ryan Road to the west city limits, on the following 13 properties identified by acquisition map, parcel number, tax key number, and address, respectively, as follows. Item 1 is 898-9999-000 and 6701 West Ryan Road. 2 is 2 parent or I'm sorry comma 897-992000 and 6811 West Ryan Road. 3 5 comma 897-9995-000 and 7133 West Ryan Road. 4 6 comma 897-9996000 and 7521 West Ryan Road. 5, 7, 897-9997000 and South 76th Street. 6, 8, 897-9998-000 and 9770 South 76th Street, 7-11-934-9998-001 and 8032 West Oakwood Road, 8-12-935-9994-009 and 8400 West Oakwood Road, 914-935-9999-007 and 8830 West Oakwood Road, 10-15-936-9996-000 and 10023 South 92nd Street, 11-16-935-9997-000 and 9110 West Bosch Lane, 12-17-935-9999-002 and 9910 South 92nd Street at 13-19-894-997-002 and 9623 South 92nd Street. The council may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 19.85 Sub 1 Sub E to consider the terms and negotiation of the public acquisition of easements, plural S, for public sanitary sewer service for the extension of Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Project for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to reenter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there a motion to go into closed session? If not, is there a motion to authorize the offering price for easement acquisitions for acquisition map parcels 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 19 for the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Project as recommended by the appraisal firm of Single Source, Inc. and the city engineer?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson and Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm just curious as to if there's anything material that we need to go into closed session. We didn't ask that question. Okay, thank you. What's the difference between the confidential sheets that we got? I blasted through here. There wasn't any. Is there something hidden in these?
On your council action sheet, you'll see that the way that the city attorney wrote this up is you have a either or option.
Well, by the way, when I just said hidden, I didn't mean anything nefarious.
Wilhelm, I think she had her hand up.
I'm just wondering why we're only doing partial, because that doesn't include all of them.
Right.
And if you're going to need these figures for this application, wouldn't you need all of the figures for the application?
Mr. Epperly?
The answer to your first question, Alderman Wilhelm, is this is all that were completed as of last Wednesday. You'll have another opportunity to do this at probably the next two or three council meetings. To finish them up, we have a total of 38. This is just the first 13. Secondly, we put an estimate in there. The numbers are finalized prior to the first draw in October. So what goes into the application that we're referring to is an estimate.
But we will have all the appraisals done prior to the. They should be done probably within the next 3 weeks.
Are all of these people going to be able to hook up to this sewer?
There will be no direct connection to the sewer by the property owners.
So nobody.
This is interceptors.
Nobody has received sewers.
I know. That's what I'm. And I'm just wondering how long it's going to take for them.
The motion that we have on the table is specific to the action that I read into the record, which was quite extensive. The motion on the floor has been seconded under discussion. Alderman Olson.
Mr. Mayor, we killed a lot of trees here with redundant information. I wonder if there's an easier way that we can have staff get us just the pertinent information.
We could do that. The city attorney for the first round said felt that we should give the council the whole ball of wax. I think if the council suggest a summary, we can have these on file. If you notice, the first about 20 pages are, and then everything else is appendix. My original thought was just to give you the first 15 or 20 pages, and then not giving the rest. But if you'd give us direction, we would follow that direction, because it was a lot of copying for us.
Yeah, by the way, the city attorney, as you may have noticed, is not here tonight, and hoping he's doing better than last time. So.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Alderman Olson.
Yep. The first 15 pages seem appropriate for each individual property, so I would...
Photos in that, has the photos and everything. That's like,
Zach has the photos.
The back of the cover sheet has the plat.
Right.
The single source stuff has all the pertinent data, but not the comparisons. It's got a comparison grid, but not a map.
And a summary of the comparison.
It's a summary.
Give me a one little checklist.
We still have a motion on the floor, and it hasn't been passed yet. So on the motion, any further discussion, Alderman Wilhelm?
So if they don't accept that, Price wants to step after that?
Mr. Epperly? And by the way, for the record, just state your full name and address for record.
My name is Joseph Epperly. I'm the senior project manager of Ricker & Mielke, and we are the engineers for the Ryan Creek Interceptor and Single Sources, a appraisal firm that is under contract to us for the project. To answer your question, the next process, after assuming that the council approves these appraisals, the next step is to prepare a formal offer for each of these individual parcels, and that will be sent to them by certified mail. And the next thing, the negotiator will contact each of the property owners and begin negotiations with them.
If you don't get that negotiation stuff before you get this application that's due, what happens then?
We have to have the property acquired or the rights to obtain same prior to signing the loan this fall.
Okay, and so
it's not required for the application.
And then if we don't get the loan, all the work and that falls back on us. If we don't get the loan, so we better get the loan, right? You better do a good job on writing the.
We will get the loan.
All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
And this is the direction from Alderman Olson, to basically shrink down the size of the packet, but then to have a full packet here with photos and things like that, and one available at the engineering department.
And we have one in clerk's office.
Or clerk's office.
If there is no objection, I'd like the vote to be reported unanimous. Seeing none, all please record the vote unanimous. Item H1, Alderman Solomon.
Check Enterprises, approve pending inspections and copy of the lease and review of the proof of payment. Client, hold for appearance. Nijin, hold for appearance. Perez, hold for appearance. Shield, hold for appearance. Tomorski, approve. Walvich, approve of the letter. Johnson, approve. St. Martin's of Tourist Parish Mystery Dinner, approve. Ragnar Relay to Benefit Back on My Feet Charity, approve. Birthday party for DJ. Hold for appearance. A lot of questions on that one, and we need that group to come before the licensing committee. Birthday party, bounce house, approve, but they must work with the DPW for placement of the bounce house.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. Epperly, if you would, please relay our best wishes for Mr. Mielke.
Yes,
and,
thank you very much.
I think I also speak on behalf of all the mayors and village presidents. They, too, would like to express that. Okay, item I-1, and it's is there a motion to approve vouchers in the amount of $681,808.17.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Your Honor.
Moved and seconded. Alderman.
For discussion?
Yes. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. The last 2 weeks ago, we had a discussion about an item that was in the was in the payroll and vouchers in regards to some chevrons and a $3,500 charge. I called it micromanagement. We had a little bit of fun regarding it. But I want to read a letter just to put on the record that we all received, but I want to put it on the record from the fire chief that states, "Dear common council members, on February 15, 2011, a request for $3,500 to be encumbered from the 2010 budget for fire department reflective upgrades was on your agenda for review and approval. I understand there was some criticism at the April 4th Common Council meeting of this expenditure when the voucher was up for payment. Basically, NFPA, as of January 1st, 2009, required 50% of rear-facing surface of all vehicles be covered with reflective red and yellow stripes in a chevron pattern sloping downward from the center of the vehicle at a 45-degree angle. The stripes must be 6 inches wide. We did not meet that requirement. Every attempt is being made to enhance emergency vehicle recognition at emergency scenes as we continue to see concerns about the continued injuries and fatalities at emergency scenes of firefighters. There is more to come with requirements for new vehicles such as data recorders, seatbelt indicators, and other traffic safety equipment. My motive with this request was to begin addressing this issue gradually, doing vehicles that are projected to be with us the longest and had never been provided reflective striping to this degree. More importantly, the final sentence is, we are certainly are always available for questions or concerns related to these matters anytime. Chief Martins.
Okay. The motion on the floor has been seconded. Alderman Skronsky?
Yeah, if you look at your vouchers, and unfortunately I spoke a little earlier, I normally talk to the department heads ahead of time. There are some more severance on here to be approved. So I do read the copy of everything, but I do talk to the department heads personally, not in the face of everybody else running the division.
Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I stand by my comment last 2 weeks ago, and we all have our different styles. I think that's quite apparent. I maintain that the NFPA does not run the city of Franklin, nor do they dictate the equipment we have or what it looks like. Now, I'll grant you that it's a good goal to have. It's important to have your equipment up to somebody's standards. But I maintain, again, and stand by my statement, given the economy today, we really need to paint chevrons on the back of our fire trucks. And wouldn't it have been a wise thing for the fire chief to think, I'm a taxpayer here too, maybe we can hold off on this. Now, his letter said that there's more coming. I'm not having the NFPA tell me what to buy for our fire department. I'll certainly listen to your recommendations, but there's seven of us here that make that decision, not the NFPA.
Okay, on the vouchers, Alderman Taylor.
Just to have a little more fun, still got a few minutes. I think if we look probably at the voting record of the February 15th meeting, you probably did vote for it, I'm guessing. So you did vote for it and then objected 2 weeks ago at that item.
Okay. On the motion for the vouchers, Madam Clerk, you please take the roll.
This is what I was talking about.
You do it just as much, Steve.
Alderman Olson. Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilbur.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scrounds.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. I just have it. Motion carries. You now have before you the net payroll of April 8th, 2011, in the amount of $328,717.50. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skronsky.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Olson.
Aye. Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Before we adjourn, I would like to thank all of you for your patience. We went through a lot of material tonight, and we do obviously have a lot of difference of opinion. Alderman Olson had brought up something about consolidations for Committee of the Whole, and I would totally agree with him. Just want to, for the record, the article appeared in the newspaper with Tom Barrett's picture on it. It was Tom Barrett's motion, and any mayor or village president has the ability of putting a motion on the ICC agenda. So just want to let you know that that came from the mayor of Milwaukee. All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Where are the